Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shir by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Zvachim is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Chil Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
We're learning Maseches Zvachim Daf Pei Aleph. The Gemara is in the middle of a Shakla V'tarya discussing whether you say Yesh Bilo or Ein Bilo, which the Gemara brought in to explain a Mishnah in Parah, which we won't go into that Shakla V'tarya. That's on Daf Pei and Aleph. But the Gemara is a discussion, do we say yesh bila? In other words, if two liquids mix, do we say that the mixture is exactly even? And every drop of the mixture is going to have equally proportioned to what the two mixtures that mixed were? Or ein bila, we don't know that it mixes evenly. It's possible that if you take out a part of the portion, it will only have one of the two liquids that mixed, and it wouldn't have anything from the second liquid. And the Shaila was in Rabbi Eliezer, how to explain Rabbi Eliezer's Shita in that Mishnah in Parah. Do we explain it that he holds Yesh Bila? Or do we explain that Rabbi Eliezer holds Ein Bila? We're talking about when the Parah Aduma water that's mixed with regular water, and Rabbi Eliezer says you have to do two Azais. Why would you have to do two Azais? Is it because of a Knas? Or because Azot Tzrich Hashir Mitztarfen La'Azais? Or is it because Ein Bila and one azah, you don't know if it's going to have any of the paraduma water, but only a drop of water got mixed in, so by the second azah, we'd know that we'd have the paraduma water. If all of it was the regular water, then the second azah would have to have the paraduma water. That's the Gemara. So the Gemara discusses the dinim of our Mishnah. We have two cases of our Mishnah where Rabbi Eliezer discussed it. One case is if something which is supposed to be put on top, a chatas, for instance, where you're supposed to be zerik the dam of the chatas on the higher part, on the upper part of the mizbeach, got mixed with other karbanis, which is supposed to be put on the lower part of the mizbeach, where Rabbi Eliezer said that you do the matanis lamala, and then you do the matanis lamata. The rabbanan held you can't do the matanis lamala, because by doing the matanis lamala, you're also putting the dam that belongs lamata lamala. And that's also, you're not allowed to be zerik something in the wrong place. So therefore you have no choice, you have to be a shafich la'amo. But Rabbi Eliezer holds no. As long as it's mixed in some of the dam lamala, so the other part of the dam that's going lamala will be l'shem ayim. That's the machlekes in the Mishnah, we discussed this earlier. But the question the Gemara had was, that if you hold ein bila, so why does it work? How do you know you did any zrik in the right place? Maybe the zrikas that you did lamala all came from the dam of the oil or the ashim or the shlomim, which was supposed to be lamata. And maybe the zrikas you did lamata, they were all from the dam chatas. If you hold yesh bila, that means that every drop of blood that you're going to take out, al karchach is mixed in even proportion of the dam chatas and dam oil that's mixed. So then we understand that you certainly put some of the dam chatas lamala. The question is, you also certainly put some of the dam ashim lamala, so that Rabbi Eliezer holds is not a problem. Rayani kilu heimayim. You're not doing it b'kavana zrika, it's not a problem. But if you're going to say ein bila, so maybe when I put on top is all dam oila, and when I put on bottom is all dam chata, so how could it work? So the Gemara answers, we're talking about that roiv of the dam was the chata, stal yainim, and it was mixed in a little bit of dam tachtainim, a little bit of the dam oila and asha. And what you did was, you put lamala enough that you have all the tachtainim and plus a little more. So now you know for sure there's some oliyainim on top. You know there's some dam chatas on top because you put a shear, even if all what you put in, you put the entire tachtainim on top, you still have a little bit more, which pehechich has to be from the oliyainim, which Behechach has to be Dam Chata, so that's why it would work. So the question is, so why does the Tachtainim work? So the Gemara, at this point, says that Tachtainim really don't work. The reason why Yiyagzav Yitin Lamata is L'shem Shirayim. And when the Gemara says, when it says Eluv Elam is Olulay, so that means that Tachtainim also work, that only goes like the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan who hold Yesh Bila, they hold, even though they hold the Chatchila, you have to throw everything out into the Amah. But with the oven, if you did it, then you were yaitza both of them because they held the yesh bilan, and therefore you certainly did the zrika of some of the dam chatas lamala, and the zrika of some of the dam ayil lamata, even though he did an iser by putting also the dam ayil lamata, and b'di'evid yaitza. But according to Rabbi Elazar, ein bila ein chinami. You're not really yaitza the tachtainim at all, because for all we know, maybe all the tachtainim ended up on top. You're yaitza al yainim because you put on top the sheer tachtainim ve'ayit, so at least some of the yainim got on top. So mele yaitza al yainim, but you're not yaitza the tachtainim. And why do you yagzav eaten lamata? You yagzav eaten lamata because of the din of shvicha shirayim. That's what you do with the dam chatas. After you finish the zvikas lamala, you put the rest of the dam lamata. Shiari adam, yeshayfich liyaseid reimi. So that's the pshat in the Mishnah if you hold Ein Bila. If you want to hold like a blazer Ein Bila, until later the Gemara has another pshat that we're not talking about. There was a mixture in bowl, a mixture of lach b'lach. We're talking about a mixture of kaisais, a mixture of yavish b'yavish, where we have two different kaisais, two different bowls of blood, one of them from a chatas, one from an ayla, and we don't know which is which. But at this point, the Gemara was naming on that the case was that the dam got mixed in together, and you put it lamala, and it works for lamala, even though you hold Ein Bila, because you put in the shir tachtein and v'oid, and ataka does not work for lamata, because for all we know, all the tachtainim was on top, so we don't know that there was any zrika done for the tachtainim in the proper place, and therefore the tachtainim are pasul. And the dam you do lamata is for shvicha shirayim. So the Karen Ara asks, if you're going to learn this pshat in the Mishnah, that according to Rabbi Elazar be'etzim, you're only being machshir the top carb, you're only being machshir the chatas. The bottom carb and the oila ashim or shlamim or b'char ma'isir and pasul that got mixed in is going to be pasul. But you do this thing in order to machshir al-kapanim the chatas will be kosher, and then you put it lamata because of shvicha shirayim. So the shayla is the next Mishnah, at the end of this arrow blot, Pei Aleph, says, "Nitanim b'fnim shenisarvu b'nitanim b'chutz yishafu la'ama." If let's say you have a chatas pnimi, which got mixed up with a carbon, which needs a zrika l'chutz, so Rabbi Elazar also agrees that you throw it away. And why? The Gemara says, because you really have to do the zrikas pnim first. And once you do the zrikas pnim, you're going to passel the zrikas chutz. So the shayla is, so what? So let's say you do the zrikas pnim and you passel the zrikas chutz. Why can't you do that? Rather than being a shafach la'ama and passeling the whole thing, why don't you just do a zrikas pnim and the zrikas chutz will be passel? There's no way that you could do any better. So vice dice, and this is what Rashi says there, that you're not going to passel the korban be a diet. So if you're going to take the dam of pnim and chutz together and bring it b'fnim, and there's a din, if you bring dam from a chatas chitzayna b'fnim, kol chatas ha-shayuva midama, is be'esh yisare. If you're going to bring the dam chatas chitzayna b'fnim, that passels the dam. You can't passel the dam b'yadayim. So what do you have to do? You have to be a shafach la'ama. That's not called passeling b'yadayim. You don't do any zrika. You cannot do a zrika to be maksha one carbon if that zrika is going to passel the other carbon. So in fact, the Karen Ayra, Bishleim like the other pshat that you hold Yesh Bila, or you hold that this is Arva B'kaisis, and we're going to end up with both of them being kosher. So it's good. But according to this pshat of the Gemara at this point, where the Gemara says Ein Bila, and you're doing the Zrika Lamala to your Maksha the Karbon Lamala, and in a Chinami, the Karbon Lamata is going to be Pasul. So how are you allowed to Pasul the Karbon Lamata in order to Maksha the Karbon Lamala? And later we find that you can't passel the carbon of chutz in order to yamachshir the carbon of pnim. How would we understand? How would we answer this stira? So the Karen Ari says, because there it's a vaday. There, when you bring the dam which is mixed pnim and chutz pnim, in order to yamachshir the pnim, you're vaday passeling the chutz. So since it's a vaday passel, you can't passel be a day and make a vaday psul on the carbon chutz to yamachshir the carbon pnim. Better they both become pasul memela by being a shafach la'am and not doing any zrika, than doing a zrika which would work for the pnim, which would be a psul be a dayim on the carbon chutz. Mashenkin here, it's not a vaday. We don't know that there'll be no dam left that will be able to be nizrik lamata. It's a chshash. We can't lamaisa eat or be makter the carbon of Lamata, the carbon that needs a Zrika Lamata, because we have to be Chayshish that maybe no Zrika was done, maybe all that dam ended up Lamala. But we don't know that that's going to happen. It's more likely that at least some of the dam is going to be left in the case, and then both Karbanos will be Kasher. You'll have a Zrika from the dam and Malyanim, at least some of it will go Lamala, and at least some of the dam Tachtainim will go Lamata. We can't be sure. We can't say that they're both kosher. We can't allow you now to eat or to be makter the carbon lamata, because we'll be afraid that maybe the dam went lamala. But it's definitely a good possibility. So you're not vaday passeling the carbon lamata. It's a suffix. And on the other hand, maybe you're being makshe both. Over there, the pshat is you're being makshe the primi, and you're vaday passeling the chitzai. You can't be pasul the chitza miyadayim, but there is vadai for the cause of being makshir the primi. Adar abba, don't do any zrikis, and let them both become pasul me'elov. But to have a suffix that you pasul the banim miyadayim. But on the other hand, there is a tzad that fakert. You makayim a zrika, and you are makshir both karbanis. That, Rebbe Elazar holds his mutter. That's a karen iris pshat. V'nachaynu. Now, I don't understand. L'chaya, I have a better teretz, I think. Lulei de Mistafina. Over there, Sedar Chalois Psul, when you bring the Dam Chitzainim into the Pnim, Sedar Chalois Psul, that passels the Dam when you bring it Bifnim. That's an Isser. You're not allowed to bring the Dam Bifnim and make a Chalois Psul in the Dam Chitzin. Even though the alternative is not to do any Zrika, and then the male will both be passel, fine, but you can't passel be a dime. Now, Shankin here, when you're Zerik Lamala, the Zerika Lamala is not chaffing a Chalais Psul on the Dam Tachtainim. That's not a Zerika Bechlau. Reb Elazar holds us L'Shem Mayim. We spoke in previous Shay, you don't say Shleibim Kaime Kim Kaime Dami. You're not passeling it. The reason why the carbon Lamata is passel is because there is no Zerika. So what's the difference? My Nefkimina, if you put it Lamata, or you Shafik Lama. By Yishafik Lam also is not going to be a Zrika. When the Pshat is you're shafing a Chalais Psul, you bring it Bifnim, it's like being Metameyit. It's like bringing it Bechutz, like making Yotzei. That's an Isser. You're not allowed to Pasul Dam. So good. So even though this is your only chance to at least be Machshir, the Chatas Pnimi. But no. The halacha is, don't do anything. Don't do any Zrika. They'll become Pasul Memela. And you wouldn't go and be pasul adam miyadayim. But here, when you zarek it lamala, that's not chaffing a chalais psul on the dam tachtainim. The reason why the carbon for the dam tachtainim is pasul is because I don't know that there was a zrika. So that'd be the same thing if you shafak lama. So mel b'chai gavna, even if it would be a vadai, maybe you'd be allowed to do the zrika lamala, you won't have a zrika on the dam tachtainim. But at least you'll have a Zrika on the Dam Melayinim, and the Dam Tachtayim are not worse off than if you Shafak La'ama, which also ends up being a psul because there was no Zrika. Tzar Chiyin, why the Karen Arab didn't say this Teretz? Now another Arab, the Taras HaKadosh, makes this Arab. If you're going to learn the Mishnah this way, that the din is, you do the Zrika Lamala, and you have the Shir Tachtayim V'ohit, so there's Vaday Dam going Lamala. And why do you do the Zrika Lamata? Because of Shvicha Shirayim. And the Braisa says it works, it's Olah. And the Gemara explains, Olah doesn't mean that the carbon of the Dam Tachtainim is Kasher. No, that's Taka Pasul, because maybe there was no Zrika from there in the proper place. It's Olah L'Shem Shirayim. It's the fact that Taras Kedish, what's the Chiddush? What's it different than any other Shirayim? Why shouldn't there be Olah L'Shem Shirayim? Let's say you have a dam chatas that's mixed with dam behema v'chaya, or mixed with mayim or yayin, which everyone agrees that you could do the zrika on top and then do the shvicha shirayim on the bottom, and it works. The dam is not batal, it works. So here also, you have dam chatas being muriv with dam oilam, so Rabbi Elazar says it's chiddush of l'shem mayim, so you do a zrika, so v'shteitzach, you also do a shvicha shirayim, why not? What's the chiddush that you could be put a lamata and it's olulah? L'shem shirayim. Why shouldn't it be olulah l'shem shirayim? Hazak the Taras HaKadosh, Be'emes, and there's a gewaldige chiddush. Because we learned earlier in the fourth parak, the halacha is that a chatas needs four matanis. Dalet matanis are dalet kranis. But you yaitza with one. Let's say you only did one zrika. You yaitza. Kolam nitanam al mezbech achitza and shindim matana achas kiper. But lechatchila, there is a din to do four matanis. That's the halacha. So yesh lacha. Let's say you only did one matana. And you're not planning on doing the other three matanis for whatever reason. You can't do the other three matanis. Leizah siba. Is there a din shlicha shirai? Bir adofer. You could hear a svara that shvicha shirayim only starts after you finish the four matanis. The pasuk says, by chatas, you take the dam ve'etzboi, and you put it al-kainas and mizbech sovid, that's called the mishbech al-yisayin mizbech. You have to do four matanis and four kranis, and then you do shvicha shirayim. But till you finish doing all four matanis and all four kranis, there is no din shvicha shirayim. So you might be able to say such a thing. In this Gemara, when you did the Dam Lamala, so you don't know that all four Kranis are from the Chatas. Between the four Kranis, you put in all the Dam Tachtainim V'ayit. So it could be three of the Kranis are Dam Tachtainim, and only the fourth Karen has Dam Malayinim. Could be only one Karen, could be two Kranis, could be three Kranis. You don't know that it's all four Kranis. So you would think, Ibazai, hey yes, you don't know there's all four kranis. On the tzad, there's no four kranis, there is no shvicha shirayim. Kamash malon, that no, that since Lamai said it was vade at least one matana, when there's vade one matana, that gives it a din of shvicha shirayim. Now the emes is different achrayim say this, you said. Reb Chaim, in the Chedush Yubei Nechaim, Alevi L'Rambam, in Maisa Kabanis, Perik Yitas, Halachi Yid Gimel, he says this Yisayid. It's a whole cheshbon. It's negayah to what the Rambam says there. That once you did one matana, there's no iser, there's no chiv kares on doing a zrika b'chutz. And the shayla is why? L'chayr, you have to do another matana. And Reb Chaim says, because it's called a shem shirayim, it's all thing of machlokes Rambam, right with there. But the Reb Chaim also names on that it's shayach a shvicha shirayim, it's a din, it could have a din shvicha shirayim, even after one matana, the Mikdash David also, in Simcha of Gimel, Sifkat and Dalid, he also clears it for a shayla. Is there a din shvicha shirayim after one matana? He brings a raya, because the Gemara in the fourth parak, Naflam and Dalid, Amid Beis, he talks about what's the halacha of the other three matanas of the chatas, the sholosh matanas kebechatas, that they have halacha of Zriko of shvicha shirayim. Are they ketchilasan or kesefan? The Gemara there goes and says, Legabe kama halachis the ketchilasan, and Legabe other halachis the kesefan. Because Legabe a lot of things have a din of zrika, they need yayim, they need, Legabe a lot of things the Gemara says, but Legabe some things they do have a din like shvicha shirayim. So one of the things it says is ketchilasan is that they're oisa shirayim. That the gimel, chatais, the other matanis are oisa shirayim. Like if let's say you have four kaises, and you do one matana from each kais, they all have a din shirayim because of the matana. It doesn't have to be the first matana. Even the second matana, third matana, fourth matana can make shirayim. So that's mashma, that right away the first matana will make shirayim. If you're going to say that you need four matanas in order for it to be shirayim, so the first matana doesn't make shirayim. What do you mean ketchilasan? It's saying that the other three matanas have a din in the first matana. The first matana can make shirayim, so who within the other three can make shirayim? It's mashma right away, you do the first matana, it's ready shirayim. Malachai, the Tayyar Sakaitish is gerecht. Now what Reb Chaim and the Mikdash David is saying, Misura, or from other ayahs, Lachai is mamish mafurish in Agamar, if you hold Ein Bila. So Kumtais, you don't know that there were four matanais with the Dhamma Melyainim, and still it says, Yinasim Lamata, and it's Olulai, and the Gemara says, Olulai L'Shem Shirayim, L'Chara Mamash Mefurish Gemara, that even if you didn't do all four matanais with the Dham, you still have a din of Shvicha Shirayim. The thing is, the Radvaz, there in Maisik Abanis Perikitas Halacha Yud Gimel, he has a Pshan the Rambam, the opposite of Reb Chaim. And he seems to say clearly that there is no din shvichis shirayim until you finish all four matanis. L'chayr, it's very shver. Agamara is mavur that there would be a din of shvichis shirayim even if you didn't do all four matanis. Now the Gemara goes weiter. The Gemara asks also Akasha, if you hold Ein Bila, how does the Mishnah stim the case of Nisarvu Achas Ba'achas? How could you give him a ton of Achas? Maybe it's all from one of the Karbanis, and Nisarvu Arba Ba'arba. And the Gemara says the Teretz, and I don't want to be Mayach so much, it's a Machlokes Rashi and Tosis. What exactly is the Kasha? What exactly is the Teretz? And the Gemara is also bothered by Nisarvu Achas Ba'arba. And Matan Achas and Matan Arba, where the Gemara is a Machlokes of Blazer and Yerushua. Blazer says Yinasim and Matan Arba. And Rabbi Yeshua says b'matan achas, and the Gemara says hachanami was nisarva arba matana achas. So Rashi also holds that you do five matanis to make sure you get everything in. You do the matana of the matan achas and the matana of the matan arba separately. And the Gemara's kasha was, so why does Rabbi Yeshua say ayvam bal teisif? Where's the bal teisif? And Rashi learns, because all you have is the Matana Achas and the Matana Arba, you don't have anything extra. So all you did was one Matana with the Bechor, because there's only enough for one Matana. That's how Rashi says it. But Taisis, and this Taisis is printed on Daf Peim and Beis, it's on the Gemara here, though, on Pei Aleph. Taisis bother me, Manavshach, if it's possible that this Matana went on two sides, so if it went on two sides, so that's Maltaisif. You have the blood of the Bechor that went on two different walls of the Mizbech. It's only supposed to go on one wall. It went on two walls. That's Baltasif. Elam, are you going to say there's not enough blood for it to be called the Matana on two walls? So then if the blood got separated into half, and half went on one wall, half went onto the other wall, so that means you didn't have a Zrika altogether. So Imanushach, either will be considered Baltasif, because it went on two walls, and if it couldn't go on two walls, that means if it split into half, you wouldn't have a Zrika altogether. So Taisa says a little like Rashi, the Shita Megavetz is clearly, is tailored to. Taisa says that the Gemara never really meant to say that you should do five matanas, the Gemara meant to say you should do four, but the Gemara's kasha was that if you do not know that you did a matana on a Bechor altogether until you did all four, so that's not a problem of Bal Taisif, and Taisif says a chiddush, because Rabbi Shul would only be bothered about Bal Taisif if anyway you'll be able to mekayim the ikad din of the carbon with one. And now the shaila is, but the matan dalad needs four, so mainly you want to do more, but on the other hand, you also then you're going to be doing four with the matan aleph, so therefore we don't do four, because you anyway will yates to the din of the carbon. So you can't do more matanis on the Bechor, on the matan aleph, in order to mekayim the din of the matan dalet, because that's baltasif on the matan aleph. But if the pshat is you don't know if you're going to be mekayim the din of the matan aleph altogether unless you do four, because we hold Ein Bila, so the baltasif is not going to prevent you from being mekayim the ikad din of the carbon. Taisus doesn't explain why, but it sounds like Taisus holds that any time you're doing a hisafa, because you don't know that you mekayim the ikar mitzvah, that is not an issur of Bal Taisif. Al Kopanim, the Gemara had a problem then, if you hold Ein Bila, how the Mishnah shtims, and the Gemara ends up that the Mishnah is talking about Kaisais, in other words, the Teruvus was not a Teruvus Lach Balach, where they were completely misarif together, which that won't fit if you hold Ein Bila, because then you're going to have to lehechach make an kimta in order to say that he ate the Zrika altogether, and then there wouldn't be an issue about Taisif, like we said. But it's talking about Kaisis. It's talking about Yavish B'Yavish, where the Teruvus is, we don't know which of these Kaisis are the Matan Dalet and which is the Matan Aleph. And the Machlekes would be, Rabbi Elazar would say you do both of them Dalet, because you want to chaperain the one that's Matan Dalet. And Rabbi Yeshua would say you do both of them Aleph, because of the problem of Bal Taisif. And now let's see the next sugya. The next sugya starts from Amar Abaye and Pei Aleph and Aleph. Abaye is going on the case of the Tanum Lamala, which got mixed with the Tanum Lamata. And Abaye says, let's say chatas gets mixed with oila, that's only tchilas chatas va'oila. When a chatas gets mixed up with the oila, so then, according to the Rabbanan, yeshafech la'ama, because you can't put them on top, because you're not going to put the dam that's lamata on top. And you can't put it on banim, because you're not going to put the dam lamala on banim. So mela, you can't do any zrika yeshafech la'ama. Avol seif chatas va'oila, devehakol makam oila makam shirayim. Let's say it got mixed up, the blood of the chatas, after you did the dalad matanes, and all you have is the shirayim. And then you have the dam of the oila. So the dam of the oila is put on the bottom of the mizbech, and the dam of the chatas, the shirayim, is also put on the bottom of the mizbech. So they're both put in the same place. So mamela, you do the zrika, because that would work both for the matanes of the oila, and also for the shvicha shirayim of the chatas, it's the same place. Amle Rav Yosef, Hacham Rav Yehuda, Shirayim Tzrichim Mitztaba. Rav Yosef disagrees. Rav Yosef says that Shirayim are not put on the wall of the Mizbech. The Banim Am of the Mizbech has a Yisayid. It says the Mizbech goes up as Kifa for an Amma and then goes in for an Amma. So that's called the Yisayid. And then the Mizbech goes up another 5 Ammas and in an Amma, that's called the Seyvev. So the Oila is put on the wall. The oil is, the zrika of the oil is on the wall above the yisayit. But Rav Yosef says, that Rav Yehuda says the shirayim can't be put on the wall, on the vertical wall that is above the yisayit. It has to be put on the surface of the yisayit, on the flat surface, on the etztaba of the yisayit. So therefore, then again, not the same zrika. The seif chatas has to be put on the flat surface of the yisayit. And the tchilas oil has to be put on the wall. So it's not the same thing. So you wouldn't, right, to not be able to do the zrika, you'd have to be a shafich la'amah. And the Gemara goes further, v'cheinam rish lakish la'shono tchilas chantas v'oil av'a seif chantas v'oil divakal makam oil makam shenayin. And Omer b'yechem v'teim rambu lozer dayini machlaikis is a machlaikis is a machlaikis. So before I get into the shak of the tari and the sugya, I want to speak a little bit about the lumdus of what's this shaila if the shirayim has to be poured on the actual etztaba, on the gag, or if the shirayim can be poured on the wall of the mizbech? There's a biskarav, it's in the Chedushim or in Rizalevi al Rambam, Ilchas Maisa Kabanis, is page 72. It's also in the Gisvei Agriz, that's earlier in the fifth parak, where he sees a big yisayif in this gemara. That Azai, you would say that the yisayid of the mizbech is just that banim amma. The banim amma is the yisayid of the mizbech. What goes up an amma and in an amma, that is called the yisayid. And everything else is not the yisayid, that's the wall of the mizbech that's above the yisayid. But the Biskarov says no. The entire banim part of the mizbech could be referred to as yisayid. And he brings it from the Pirish Mishnayos Rambam in the sixth parak, that he says that the reason why an oila has to be, the dam has to be lamata, is because the Rambam's lost in Shvisha oilam yecheses liyaseid viyaseid betachtes hamizbech. And he understands the Rambam to mean that the entire bottom of the mizbech is called the yaseid. So he says, is a din that oila needs yaseid. The Gemara there explained why you can't do the amatan of the oila on the mizrachis sefainis of the mizbech, because that didn't have the yaseid. Gemara earlier in the fifth parak that the shtei matanah shein arba has to be done on the maravis dreimis and the mizrachis sefainis of the mizbech. It's the Gemara and daf min gimel mebeis. But on the mizrachis dreimis, you cannot put the dam there because that corner doesn't have the yisayit. There's also a din that the oil has to be done on the bottom of the part of the mizbech. And the Rav is saying, you see from the Rambam, it's the same din. The din is that the dam of the oila has to be put on the yisayid of the mizbech. And the yisayid doesn't necessarily mean the banim. There's a din that has to be put on the wall, not on the gag. But the wall, the banim part of the wall, connected to the yisayid, is also called yisayid. And he says, this is the raya from the sugya. According to Abaye, you could be shayfach the shirayim on the wall. Avada, in dem state, the wall's the yisayid, because shvich shirayim, avada has to be on the yisayid. Now, if Yosef holds, it's not good enough to put it on the yisayid. You need gag. You need a gag on yisayid. But if Yosef agrees that the wall is called yisayid, and that's why you put the dam oil on the wall, because the wall is called Yisayid. So that's how he answers the Mashal Taisus Kasha. Taisus wants to know, how do we know that the Eilus Saif doesn't need Yisayid? The Eilus Saif is Damil Malo. How do you know the Eilus Saif does not need Yisayid? The Gemara learned Yisayid there from Mekal V'chaymer, from Shirayim. Why would that apply to the Eilus Saif also? So like the Viskirav, it's not a Kasha. The Eilus Saif was done L'malo. So if the Halach of Yisayid is it has to be done above the Yisayid, that is the gather of the halacha that you need Yisayid, it has to be done above the Yisayid. So even if it's done lamala, you could say it needs Yisayid. It has to be done lamala above the Yisayid. And then you wouldn't be able to do the Eilus Saif on the Kerem Mizrachas Dramas, but that's not true. And Taiz has a kasha, why not? Zaktiv Iskarov, no. The part that you need Yisayid is, it has to be done not above the Yisayid, it has to be done on the Yisayid. And the Yisayid is lamata. If by Eilus Saif it says you do it lamala, that means it doesn't need Yisayid. In Dam Shtein it doesn't need Yisayid. Lamala, there's no Yisayid. He also answers another Taisus Kasha. Taisus Kasha, according to Man Yomar, there's Yisayid on all the sides in the Mizbeach. So Legabe, what halacha are we saying that Eilus needs Yisayid? What are we coming Lafuke? The entire Mizbeach has a Yisayid. So again, if the halacha that you need Yisayid is, it has to be above the Yisayid. So if the time is bech as the Yisayid, the time is bech as above the Yisayid, so there's no halacha that it needs Yisayid. But if the halacha that you need Yisayid is, it has to be put on the Yisayid, and that's good for why it has to be done lamata, because that's called Yisayid. So even if the time is bech as the Yisayid, but this still makes sense, halacha oila needs Yisayid, meaning the oila has to be put on the Yisayid, lafuke lamala, which is not on the Yisayid. This is the shtickle tayyah from the Briskerov. Now the Briskerov brings a raya, because it's mavur later in the sugya, that even like a baya, that you don't have, the shrayim doesn't need a gag, but the shrayim has to be lamata. And if you mixed up shrayim with the chatas, you can't put it lamala and say, let it be for the tchilas chatas and also for the shvichi shrayim of the other carbon, because lamala also could be a shvichi shrayim. Because putting it lamala wouldn't work for shvichi shrayim. But why? How come when you put it in a wall, lamala, it's shvicha shrayim? If you're going to say the yisayid of shrayim is that you need to put it, the dam has to get to the yisayid. And why does it work when you put it on the wall? Because it drips afterwards to the yisayid. So, oibazay, why can't you put it lamala also? It'll end up dripping on the yisayid. Elamai, no. Shvicha shrayim has to be done on the yisayid itself. It's not good enough if later it gets to the yisayid. It has to be put on the yisayid. But the bottom wall, anything that's minasayv v'vul lamata is called yisayid. But on top, it's not called yisayid. So mainly, even though eventually it'll get to the yisayid, but that's not good enough. It has to be put on the yisayid directly. So kum des the feet of Iskarov, everyone agrees that the shvichas shrayim has to be done directly on the yisayid. And really, everyone agrees that the wall, the bottom half of the wall lamata minasayv, is called putting it on the yisayid. But if Yosef holds a new chiddush, that's not good enough to put it on the yisayid. You have to put it on the gag. But if you're going to say that wall is not called yisayid, and the machlokes is that you have to put it directly on the yisayid, or could it just drip later on the yisayid, so why can't you put a lamala and it'll drip down on the yisayid? This is the shtickle tayyah from the Briskerov. Now, Blaib Malin, in Chelek Beis, Simon Chav Gimel, he says, L'maisa Rashi and Taisus, and all the way, right? You see, Taisus that we mentioned holds that it's called Keneged HaYisayid even when it's Lamala. And Rashi also, Rashi says that the reason how you know that Chatas doesn't need Yisayid is because Chatas needs Dalad Matanis or Dalad Kronis, and one of the Kronis, the Mizrachis Dremis, is Akach, not Keneged HaYisayid. So you see from Rashi that even though it's Lamala, it could be considered Yisayid. So in Rashi and Taisis, the din of Keneged HaYisayid that you have by Ayla, it's not like the Briskerov, the Briskerov saying it in the Rambam. But it's not like the Briskerov because the oil has to be, dam oil has to be put on the Yisayid, and the entire bottom of the Mizbeach is called the Yisayid. No, it has to be above the Yisayid. And therefore even the Malat would be called above the Yisayid. So according to Rashi and Taisus, the Yisayid is just the bottom Amma. So what's the Machlokes? If the Shvichas Shrayim could be put on the Kerem Mizbeach Lamata, or the Shvichas Shrayim has to be put on the Gag. The Machlokes is, if the Shvichas Shrayim has to eventually get to the Yisayid, or the Shvichas Shrayim has to be put directly on the Yisayid. So now you have the Briskerov's Kasha. So why, when the chatas gets mixed up with the shirayim, you don't say, do the chatas l'mala, and let it eventually get to the yisait? So Reb Leib says a teretz, I'm going to say it a knetch different. I'm going to say my teretz. It ain't like Reb Leib's teretz, but it's different. But I think my teretz is the richtige. The teretz is, because in our sugya it says, there's an isser to put dam on the wrong place of the mizbeach. Thus stated in our sugya. Reb Leib holds, is it heter if you're doing it l'shem mayim? And the Rabbanan hold, no, l'shem mayim doesn't help. Can't put the dam on the wrong place of the mizbeach. And that is the halacha of nitanum l'mala, that's inserved by nitanum l'mata, yishafich l'am. Because you're not allowed to put dam on the wrong part of the mizbech. There's an issue. Now, Rav Yosef holds that the makam shirayim is dafka the gag, so mainly you can't put the shirayim anywhere else. But Abaya holds no. Abaya holds the shvicha shirayim doesn't have to be directly on the yisayit. As long as the shirayim make it to the yisayit eventually, that's good enough. But there is a makam for the shvicha shirayim. The makam is l'mata. You can't put the shirayim l'mala, not because it's not going to get to the yisayit. It will get to the yisayit. But that's not the makam of the dam. So if you have two dam, that's both has to be put l'mata. You have the oil, you have the shirayim. And you yaitse the shirayim by putting it on the wall, and it goes down to the yisayit. So you didn't do anything wrong. They both have the same place, l'mata. And you put it in the same place, and this dam would work, since it's on the wall, it would work for the ayla. And since it goes down to the aside, it would work for the shirayim. Now, shanking to put it l'mala, it's the wrong place. You're not allowed to take dam, which belongs l'mata, and put it l'mala, even if it'll end up on the aside. The fact that it'll end up on the aside, that's not the pshat, as there is no place for the shirayim. Just it has to end up on the aside. There's a place for the shirayim. There's l'mata. A chatas has to be l'mala. An oila has to be l'mata. Shirayim, whether it's a chatas or an oila or a chatas primis, whatever you want to call it, the shirayim have to be l'mata. Rav Yosef holds more than that. Rav Yosef holds the shirayim only could be on the yisayit. Abaye holds no. As long as they'll make it to the yisayit, that's a key of the din yisayit. But still, there's a din l'mata by shirayim. So mainly, you can't put the shirayim l'mala. Rav Leib says karev l'zeh. But this is the right. So the Brisker Rav says in the Rambam that the whole banim is called Yisayit, according to everyone, and that's why you put the dam ha'ayla on the banim, because the dam ha'ayla needs Yisayit. And Shirayim also needs Yisayit, and Yosef says a chiddush that besides for needing Yisayit, it needs gag also. Not because, that's not the din that it needs Yisayit. The gag also needs gag. And there's no such halacha, according to anyone, that you could put the Shirayim on one place as long as it gets to the Yisayit. It has to put it on the Yisayit. And Rav says you have to put it on the Gag. That's how the Rav learns. But Rav Leib is saying in Rashi and Taisus, no. Rashi and Taisus hold that the wall of the Mizbech is not called the Yisayit. Only the bottom is called the Yisayit. The Din Ba'el is, two dinim, has to be Lamata. Not because, that has nothing to do with Yisayit. Stop, it has to be Lamata. There's a Din, Ba'el has to be Lamata, Chatas has to be Lamala. There's another din, it has to be connected on your side, it has to be above the side, not on the side. Above the side, that's another din. The machlokes of shirayim could be put on the wall of the mizbeach, makam ayla, makam shirayim, and that is, a machlokes, do you have to put the shirayim directly on the side? Or could the shirayim be put anywhere which will get to the side? But not anywhere, why? Because there's another din in the shirayim. The shirayim have to be lamata. Besides that, the shirayim have to be on the yisayit. Or according to Abaye, it means it has to get to the yisayit. The shirayim have to be lamata. Damim that are lamata. Can't be put lamala. Now, Reb Leib throws in another interesting chiddush. There's a ravid in the Biurim, the Teres Kainim. It's in Parash de Gimel, of Karbanas Chayva, Parash de Gimel. That he says that the machlokes he says a machlokes in the sifra they also, he says the machlokes of shirayim being needing gag or not is a machlokes by the shirayim pnimiyim, which the chayy doesn't shim with Agamar at all. Agamar is clearly talking about the dam chitzaniyim and saying this machlokes if the shirayim needs the wool or not. Why is the ravid learning of the machlokes by the dam pnimiyim by the shirayim of the chatas pnimiyim? When Agamar clearly says that the machlekes is who would do by chatas chitzenius. So Reb Leib says in Chisanti Yisayid, he says there's a chilah between shviches shirayim of the pnimi and the chitzenium. Shviches shirayim of the chitzenium is not a zrika b'chol. Not a zrika, it doesn't have a teir zrika. So then shviches shirayim, the shirayim have to be there. it doesn't have a Torah Zvika B'chol. Shvichah Shirayim of the Pnimiyim, even if you hold the Nam Akiv, he wants to say, but it has a Torah Zvika. There's a man Yomim that's Ma'akiv, so a Zicha Zvika. Even if the Nam Akiv, it has a Torah Zvika. Not always the Zvika is Ma'akiv. The three Matanus of Echat is also not Ma'akiv. They have a Torah Zvika. Shirayim Pnimiyim have a Torah Zvika. So he says in the Teres Kainim, they're arguing if you have to bedafka put it on the wall. That the man the Yomah there, that the Shirayim, the Tana there, that the Shirayim needs, is not on the gag. The pshat is you have to put it on the wall. And the other man the Yomah says, no, it's good enough if you put it, or maybe you have to put it on the gag. But the other man the Yomah says you have to put it on the wall. It's like that the din that you'd have to put it on the wall would only be if it's a Zrika. If all it is stam that the Shirayim have to be in the Yisayit, so there'd be nothing wrong with putting it directly on the Yisayit. If it has a Torah Zvika, then you'd have to put it on the wall. But Memela Shamas Minah, if you have to put it on the wall, that putting on the wall is called the Kiyum of Yisayit. So Vais Dais, and this is the way, not the way the Brisker Rav is learning, Vais Dais, the fact that it'll eventually get to the Yisayit is called the Kiyum of Yisayit. And the man in the Omer, it says, you don't have to put it on the wall. He could hold that you could only have a kiyum of Yisayit if you put it directly on the Yisayit. And that's the gate, the Chatzos Kitzenius. Chatzos Kitzenius, Yisicha don't have to put it on the wall. Because it's not a Zvika. It's Yisicha good enough if you put it on the Yisayit. And Machoikis is Fakad. If putting on the wall, and it eventually getting to the Yisayit, is that called the kiyum of Yisayit? So he makes it two Machoikis in. There's a Machoikis with Shrayim Pnimiyim. If you have to bedafka put it on the wall to mekayim the Torah Zvika, and that could only be by premium, because by chitzenim, zicha don't have to put it on the wall, because there is no Torah Zvika. Zicha putting on the Yisayit is good enough. But from there you see, if by shrayim pnimim you have to put it on the wall, so kuntes v'aisis putting on the wall is called a kiyim of getting into the Yisayit. So v'aisis, if it eventually gets on the Yisayit, it is a kiyim. Negeya b'chitzenim, if you could put it on the wall and let it go to the Yisayit, or you have to bedafka put it directly on the Yisayit. Now, in the game of the sugya, there is a shver Rambam on the sugya. The Rambam paskins that when you have nitanim lamal and nitanim lamatad in the sire of the dinas yishafik lama, like the abundant of Rabbi Eliezer, but if b'di'evit he put it lamal, the Rambam paskins he should b'dafka go and do it lamata, and elu v'elu alaloi. That's the psak of the Rambam, like the brisa earlier on that pay amid beis. But still the Rambam paskins that when Shiari Chatas get mixed up with Tchilas Ayla, you don't do anything with them. Because you can't put it on the wall, because that's not the Makam Shirayim. You can't put it on the guy, because that's not the Makam Ayla. So merely you don't do anything with them. Now, there are two kashas you can ask on the Rambam. One kasha you can ask in Svara. What's the difference between these two cases? What's the difference if the Ayla and the Chatas gets mixed up with Tchila? And the din was Yishafik Lama. And what happened wasn't, he didn't do that. He did four matanis and tab without asking. So now what do you have left? You have Shiroi Chatas mixed with Ayla. And the Rambam says, the halacha is, you do it Lamata. And then the Rambam says, if you have a case where the Shiroi Chatas got mixed up with the Ayla, then you don't do it at all. Because you don't know what to do. The Shiroi Chatas belong on the Gaga at Staba, and the Ayla belongs on the wall, and Mele don't do Yishafik L'ama. What's the Chilik? It would seem to be Mamish the same case. The Chazanish and other Achreinim want to maybe be, you'd have to be Magi and the Rambam to say this, and the Rambam means if you were Loi Nimlach and you did it both L'mala and on the wall in the Mizbeach, so now you could do it L'mata. But they have to magi in the words of the Rambam. The Rambam is mashma, if you aloy nimchani just did it lamala, now you do it lamata. But it's come out the same case. The only chilik in the case is that one case is shiori chatas and the oila were mixed before you did it lamala. And in that case, the Rambam says you could do it lamata. And the other case is shiori chatas and the oila were mixed after you did the chatas by itself lamala. And in that case, the Rambam says you can't do anything. What should be the svar lechalik? And the second kash is that a Gemara's mavur is no chilik, because at the end of the sugya, the Gemara asks the kasha, Tashima, at the end, on Pei Aleph and Mebeis, the last thing in the sugya, the last Tashima of the sugya, it says, Tashima, Nasan Lamalav Loi Nimach, Elu Veilu Moidim, Shiach Zvidin Lamata, Veilu Veilu Oilun Loi, My love, the Arif Chadis Vaila, the cave and Yavla Mala, Havlu Shirayim, Maktani, the Eilva Menu, Shiags Vit Lamatu, Shmamino, Makamel, Makim Shirayim. So you see, the Gemara clearly is Medamina too. Even though here they're arguing about the case where the Eilva got mixed up with the Shirayi Chadis, but the Gemara has a kash on that from the case where the Eilva got mixed up with the Tchilas Chadis, and you lay Nimlech and you put it Lamala. And the Gemara has a kash on that to the man Yama, Makamel, Makim Shirayim, and the Gemara makes a kimtis because of that in the Braisa. So even if you could find a smaller lechalik, how would it stem with the Gemara? So some achrenim, the Mekavis HaMishnah, and the Karenaira, they want to say it's tully on the din of Shleim Kaimikim Kaimidami. It's actually Machlekes Amram early in the second paragraph of Chavavim days. If there's a din of Shleim Kaimikim Kaimidami. And we mentioned this Taisis Kasha. If you hold Shleim Kaimikim Kaimidami, and the Chattis and Ela got mixed up, and you were laying Nimach and you put it Lamala, so the Chari, you Yetzir Eil also, because Shleim Kaimikim Kaimidami. And now all you have left is Shirayim. So just do Shvicha Shirayim, Lamata. As I frek Taisis. On the Rabbanan, Taisis really didn't have a Teretz. We spoke about in the previous year. So the Chareinim want to say that the Rambam holds Enechinami. If you hold Shleim Kaimikim Kaimidami, so then Avada, when you put it Lamala, there's a Din Shleim Kaimikim Kaimidami. And Mela Yaitz the Shriek of the Chattis and the Ayla. And Mela Vadi could do the Shriek of Shrayim for both of them, no problem. But Agamara was bothered, because Agamara was going like Rabbi Yechon on the Man Yama, Shleim Kaime, Lavkim Kaime Dami. So Mela, you weren't Yaitz the Shriek of the Ayla. So Mela, you have left the Tchilas Ayla and the Shrayim. And if the Ayla goes on the wall and the Shrayim goes on the gang, so you can't do a Shriek of Bechlal. So when the Shirayi Chattas get mixed up with the Ayla, you didn't do any Shriek of the Ayla. So as long as you hold that the Makam Ayla is Lav Makam Shirayim, so there's nothing to do with Shleim Kaimai Kaimai Dami. You didn't do a Shriek on the Ayla, even Shleim Kaimai. And now you have Dam, where you have the Dam Ayla, which is supposed to be put on the wall. You have the Shirayim, which is supposed to be put on the Gag. You can't do anything, you throw Lama. Now Shein came when the Ayla got mixed up with the Chattas, and you did the Zrika Lamala without being Nimlach of the Ayla and the Chattas together. So if you hold Shleim Kaime, Lavkim Kaime Dami, so you didn't do anything for the Ayla. So now you have Tchilas Ayla mixed up with Shari Chattas. And again, if you hold Makim Ayla, Lav Makim Shrayim, you can't do anything, you have to throw it out. But the Rambam, and that's Agamara. The Agamara is going like the man in the Yomish Shleim Kaime, Lavkim Kaime Dami. But the Rambam passing Shleim Kaime, Kim Kaime Dami. And the male of the oil and the chattas were mixed together, so they did a shvicha shleim kaim of the oil, so the male of the yates of the oil also, and you do shvicha shrayim lamato. Now the Karen Ari's ma'ir, it doesn't shtim so good, because the Rama Moses says, elu velu oilam loy. It sounds like the oil is kosher. Then in Tam Lamala is kosher. If you hold shleim kaim and kim kaim edami, the carbon is miskaper, but you can't do the achilas basi, you can't do the akhtaris emirim. So how could the Rama say, elu velu oilam loy? It's only Olay to Mechaper, but it's not Olay, it's Masharam, it's a regular Kashir carbon. If it's going to watch Shleim Kaimikim Kaimidami, it won't be a Kashir carbon. So Behechik, you have to find the reason why you don't say Shleim Kaimikim Kaimidami. But then Vaiti Avshver, what should be the chilik between if it's Nisar of the Shiori Chattas with the Oila, or if it was Nisar of the Tchilas Chattas with the Tchilas Oila, and you Olay Nimach and you did Lamala? So right, you have Shari Chattis in the Ayla. So a lot of the Chreinim, the Ar Sameach, the Evin Ozel, the Aruch HaShulchan HaAsid, the Zevach Taidif and the Chavetz Chaim, a lot of the Chreinim say that there is a Chilik. You have to find a good Svar. You have to do both. You have to have a Svar of the Chalik. The Ar Sameach says a Svar that when the Chattis was Nizrak by itself, so Kumtais was Chalad Din on the Shirayim that they have to be Nizrakli Yisayid. And then they get mixed up with the Ayla. So the Ayla has to be put on the wall. The Shirayim on the Gag. So you can't do anything. Mashengen, when they get mixed up in the first place. So while you were doing the Zrik of the Chattas, you couldn't do the Zrik, you couldn't do the Shvich HaShirayim to the Yisayit, because it's mixed with the Ayla. So Kum Dais, it never gets a din to be Shaifach Liyisayit, because you can't. So it was Mitchil and not Chal on the Shirayim Chattas, it didn't to be Shaifach to the Yisayit. So Mele B'chai Gavna, you don't have to be Shaifach them Liyisayin. It's good enough to just do the Matan of the Ayla, Lamaisa. Since it's Shari Chattas, it's not called that you're doing it shleim kaima because it's shirayim. It's allowed to be on the mizbeach. But it's not the pshat that you're doing the shirayim in the wrong place because it was never chal in the shirayim. It didn't have the yisayit because b'shas zrika couldn't have been put on the yisayit. The Aruch HaShulchan also says berach the same vort. And the shayla is how it stems with that gemara. So each one has a pshat. David also says it's totally in a machlekes imram and yuma. If you say this svara that if it never had a din to be nishbuch liyaseid, then it doesn't get nishbuch liyaseid. But anyway, the gemara is a bissel shver. What does the gemara mean? What's the gemara's teres going to arev chatas kitzayna bishirayim? And what was the gemara's kasha exactly? What was Rava Taifsas? What was Rava Taifsas? Kasha to Ravina. And kamakal ma'arech with the whole shakal of itariyah. But the Aruch HaShulchan Asid Ar Samech, they have a new pshat in the Gemara and that it could shtim, that halacha l'maisa, if the oil and the chatas gets mixed together, and it never was a din of shvicha shirayim on the chatas, so then, eilav eilav moedim, you could be put at l'mata, and shneim ololoi. Mashen kain, if the chatas was nizrik separately, and the shirayim chatas gets mixed up with the oil, and the shirayim had a din to be nizrik l'gag, and the oil had a din to be nizrik to the kir, then you can't do either, and it has to be a shafach lama.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv HaKleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.